Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light?
This is RJ Carrillo with WRPR News. The American National Anthem, a song that has been the heart of our nation since September 14th, 1814. This song represents our freedom, everything our armed forces have sacrificed for us, and everything our great nation has done throughout history. When we stand for our anthem, it's to show respect for those who have protected this great nation and lost their lives in the line of duty. Recently, there has been a lot of controversy surrounding our anthem. Since his first preseason game, San Francisco 49ers quarterback Colin Kaepernick has knelt to show support for the Black Lives Matter movement and against police brutality directed towards African Americans.
I'll continue to sit. I'm going to continue to stand with the people that are being oppressed.
This act has caused an uproar in the U.S. Many Americans, including prominent sports figures such as Drew Brees, Shaq, and Aaron Rodgers, have spoken out against the protest. To get a clearer view, I spoke with people around campus on how they felt. The first person I spoke with was Aspen Jade Tucker. His father has served in the military, and he's lived on many bases across the nation, so he knows exactly what it feels like to serve our nation. So, how do you feel about Colin Kaepernick kneeling during the national anthem?
I think it's one of the better forms of protests, in recent time, because it's not hurting anybody physically, and the only harm people are getting is people who are overly sensitive to issues that don't actually really affect them. And like, the whole point of a protest is to bring attention to the issue, and he's doing this without hurting anyone or inconveniencing anyone.
Do you feel that this is disrespectful to the military and their families?
Somewhat. It's not as disrespectful as physically going and protesting outside of base, which I've seen firsthand. That's pretty disrespectful. And no one really, they didn't get the attention that Colin Kaepernick is getting, and I think he's not playing music or walking around or talking to people during it. Like, he's still silent and, like, in a way respecting the sacrifice. He's just not standing. He's showing that he stands for something else on top of that.
I then spoke with Tim Van Dersen, who had a somewhat opposing view on the matter. So how do you feel about Colin Kaepernick kneeling during the national anthem?
I understand that he has an issue, and every American has the right to protest under the First Amendment, but I really think that being America's game and the amount of veterans that watch football, both in the country and overseas, it is moderately disrespectful to kneel during something that honors them.
So you do feel that it is disrespectful towards the flag and people serving in our military?
I do, yes. I really think that he, as an athlete and as a role model to a lot of people, really should have found a better way, a more constructive way, to raise his point.
Whether you support Kaepernick or not, his protest has made headlines across the country. From the professional level down to high school athletics, some teams even followed in his footsteps and protested in the same way. One thing to keep in mind is that many people have died defending his right to play on that field today. I'm RJ Carrillo with WRPR News.